USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump has quietly told aides and some reporters supposedly off the record that he doesn't think it will achieve anything, but he is still headed to the Mexican border today. He'll visit a border section in Texas to again stress border security. That after yesterday's meeting with Democratic leaders, which, from the president's point of view as he seeks border wall funding, didn't go so well. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
The president leaves a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer after the two Democrats refuse to budge. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
"The president would go back and forth in a negotiation. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, if we open the government up, could we have border security? She raised her hand and said, no, not at all."
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Attorney General nominee William Barr will face his confirmation hearing in the Senate next week. Yesterday, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham met with Barr and said he's confident that the nominee will allow the special counsel to finish his probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
I ask Mr. Barr directly, do you think Mr. Mueller's on a witch hunt? He said no. Do you think he would be fair to the president and the country as a whole? He said yes.
Graham will be taking over as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee just in time for Barr's confirmation hearings next week. Two police officers shot in separate incidents in the South yesterday in Shreveport, Louisiana. One officer was fatally shot while on her way to work. There's no word of any arrests. In Raleigh, North Carolina, police are looking for a suspect who shot a Raleigh cop in the neck. The officer's condition's not known. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The leader of a top firefighters union is blasting President Trump over his threats to stop sending federal funding to fight forest fires in California. Harold Schaedberger of the International Association of Firefighters releasing a statement yesterday that calls the president's move, quote, yet another unimaginable attack on the dedicated professionals who put everything on the line. Earlier, the president tweeted the California fires would have never happened if its forests were managed properly, and he says he's ordered FEMA to send no more money until they change their policies. Three people are dead after a boat featured on the Discovery Channel show Deadliest Catch Dungeon Cove capsized off the Oregon coast. The Mary B. 2 had requested an escort from the Coast Guard because of high seas on Tuesday night. But a few minutes later, the boat flipped over. None of the three crew members at the time had ever been featured on that show. Astronomers in Canada picking up repeating radio waves from deep space. A study in the journal Nature says the mysterious waves were discovered over the summer on a radio telescope in British Columbia. They're called fast radio bursts. It's only the second time in history they've been discovered in deep space, as most experts believe the repeating radio bursts are generated by powerful astrophysical phenomena like black holes or neutron stars, though some experts suggest they could be evidence of advanced alien life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.